a beautiful song by Tuna Thakur.
Habe habe bolo se dina amar aparadha gucci shudhana me ruchi kripa bale habe hridaye sanchar.
He sings, when will the day be mine, when all my offenses will cease to exist and my attraction for the pure name of Krishna will arise by Kripa Bala, by the blessings and grace, Kripa Bala Habe Hridaya Sanchar, by the blessings and grace of my spiritual master and Krishna, when will it happen, he is asking. So why this ruchi is important, he says, aparadha gucci shuddhaname ruchi. Because without the attraction to the holy name, nobody will be able to pay attention to the holy name. Actually, attention, even in material subjects you will see, attention depends on the attraction principle. Something is interesting, something is tasty, something is attractive, then one's mind gets fixed in that very attentively. In fact, the nature of mind, as per science as well as Shastra, is that it can only fix or focus on one object at a time. Although the mind may jump and hop and go here and there, looking for something tasty, something attractive, something captivating. But once the mind finds something attractive, it just fixes itself in it completely. And that leads to actually to absorption. So, for example, if somebody is giving a, say, Bhagavatam class, his eyes are locked up and he is repeating some basic shlokas on the difference between body and soul. Shloka after shloka after shloka, a dozen shlokas he is quoting in a monotone. So you can imagine what will be the attention of the audience. The audience go to sleep because there is no attraction, there is no attention. On the other hand, the speaker is speaking many phrases and he is telling some exciting stories and example and he is dramatic. He is moving his hands and looking at the audience. And then the audience is very attentive and very attracted to that because they are hearing something very interesting and they want to hear more and more when it is tasty. And the same principle applies to food. If the food is very tasty, then all your attention is on the food. You just forget what's happening all around until you complete your food. So attraction is very important for attention. That is why ruchi or taste or attraction is a very vital principle if one has to pay attention to the holy name. Now, in our conditioned stage, we have no attraction or we don't feel any taste for the holy name. Then how are we going to pay attention? That is why we don't pay attention. It is as simple as that. Because there is no taste, we don't find the holy name tasty and we have a material outlook, we don't have the ability to hold the attention for a prolonged period of time on the holy name. So in order for one to be able to hold the attention on the holy name, one has to develop taste, and the taste actually develops by knowing the true glories of the holy name. Now, when we hear about Krishna's pastimes, and we develop very firm faith in them, like last couple of days we were hearing Akasura. And when we hear such pastimes, how Krishna's Karuna Shakti surpasses all his other Shaktis, like Vibhuti Shakti, Iccha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti, all these different Shaktis are there. But amongst all his Shaktis, the topmost of his crest jewel potency of Krishna is called as Daya, Karuna Shakti or Daya Shakti. So much so that Krishna did not see any qualification of this Agasura who came to Vrindavan. He had not done any punya, he had not done any work, he had not done bhakti. Without seeing his past background, Krishna delivered him very mercifully, not only giving him liberation, but gave him a position in the spiritual world. This became a great surprise to both Parikshit Maharaj and Brahmaji and everybody. When all the people who were hearing in the audience, they were greatly stunned. How the Lord behaved like this? So, when the Shastras extol the nature of Krishna, his activities, his pastimes, one has to hear them with great faith and love. When one hears them, then when this occupies one's heart, then one's appreciation of Krishna increases. Naturally, you like to call out the name of such a person who is all-merciful, whose mercy surpasses everyone else's mercy, even the all types of other avatars also. So, something has to touch our heart when we hear about Krishna for us to develop attraction for Krishna. Like people say love at first sight when they see somebody, and that attraction comes, that's why they think of that person, if they love somebody. Similarly, something has to attract us with respect to Krishna. And if prasadam is attractive, even while chanting, one thinks of what is the prasadam, isn't it? What is going to be breakfast today? Because that is attractive, isn't it? Similarly, if something about Krishna's pastimes becomes attractive, then only attention can come. And also studying regularly about the holy name will gradually cleanse our heart and awaken attraction for the holy name. Then the attention will come. That's why he's praying, Aparadhi Ruchi Shuddhaname Ruchi. When will that Ruchi arise? When all my offenses will cease to exist, then my attraction for the holy name will arise. And then once attraction arises, then I can pay attention. And when attention happens, then the absorption happens actually. Absorption means you become oblivious to the surroundings. And you don't even know who is going where and who is speaking what. You practically don't exist for all practical purposes. One can fully absorb when hearing the holy name. Then only the attachment can develop. When the firm attachment, asakti, will develop, then the fondness, the love, the affection and remembrance of Krishna, all these things, the fifth stage will come. So, my purpose in insisting this point is, one has to evaluate one's rati or one's attraction for Krishna and his glory of his holy name. If one doesn't feel attraction, one has to cultivate that first before one can pay full attention to the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like busy trees who are washing of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vachamilpatarubhyascha Kupasindhubhyascha Padhyana.